The things one could do with the mouth and lips were quite taboo until not so very long ago. Fortunately, the Orientals did not share this view. We investigate the fascinating theme of oral sex, taking a historical and pragmatic approach to clear up any previously held misconceptions. Next, we bring you a beautiful and enlightening article which helps us to choose the present moment. For here and now is the only moment when we can do something to transform our lives. This is followed by a meditation called Centering in the Supreme Self. Amaris and Tiger Lily will be your guide through today's revelations.
Welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Amaris. Make mouth music. The things one could do with the mouth and lips, mainly in the sexual area, were quite taboo until not so very long ago. We are, of course, referring to genital kissing, which, we wonder why, was the topmost of the popular pretexts for divorce on grounds of perversity and so on. We still have to admit that our Western society has come a long way since those days, as today we even have textbooks and movies on such issues. Fortunately, the Oriental traditions taught that there is no shame and nothing to be afraid of in genital kissing. The subject is huge, and there are a great number of aspects to consider, but today we will discuss some of them only. We will focus mainly on mutuality and reciprocity versus individual treats. We will show the drawbacks and advantages of each. Of course, that the position most manual stress is the famous 69, or the 69. This is a very good position if you and your lover intend to experiment with intimate kissing. Nonetheless, there are some aspects that need to be discussed. First of all, you need to realize that if you want to give your lover the best of you, full attention and care are essential. And you cannot give your lover these if you're concerned with your intensifying sensations as well, at the same time. For instance, the woman in the moment of her orgasm cannot control herself, and she may even bite the man. In any case, unwanted accidents may occur. Another drawback may be the fact that in the 69, the woman is turned the wrong way around in order to give the man her tongue on his most sensitive part of the glands. This may be the reason and the explanation of the twisted positions in some Hindu temple statues when expressing genital kissing. The erotic experiences tell us that, indeed, genital kisses are wonderful, but if you want to orgasm in this manner, you'd better take turns. Who goes first is clearly a matter of preference, as there are no rules and no obligations. But before hurrying, take also these into consideration. The man may give the woman several preliminary orgasms if he chooses to be active first, and she will still want him even more, and the man save himself for later on. However, this is a choice depending on the man mostly. If he doesn't practice sexual continence, and therefore he can't take more than several kisses before ejaculating, it is probably preferable to postpone this moment for a later time. As you know, these kisses are the best way for waking up the dead. Another reason is, as we all know, the woman warms up a little slower than the man, and such treatment will certainly make her ready and eager. Make mouth music. Another important aspect that needs not to be overlooked is the natural genital odor. Lovers should know and trust each other well enough as to know each other's genital odor. Of course, washing often is a must, but nonetheless, knowing the other as he or she is greatly improves confidence and intimacy. Use white soap and treat perfume with caution. The woman's secret weapon is her very odor. French women know this, and American women ignore it. In ancient times, women would even put a touch of their vaginal secretions behind their ears, even as a base for perfume. It is said to be deadly for some men, even if they don't understand why. For some couples, the simultaneous 69 kiss does not represent a major breakthrough, nor the ultimate sensation in eroticism. The woman on top 69 position is all right, but it may give the man a stiff neck, so we recommend more heartily the no cushion position, where the two lovers lie next to each other on their sides, each with their under thigh drawn up as a cushion for their lover's head. The mutual kiss can be either long or short. It can last from minutes to hours, according to your will, taste, and speed. If you wish to begin with a 69, you may consider the following option. In the same no-cushion position, the man may start while she does very little. Then it can be her turn. They can go on to intercourse, putting off more fellatio until later. They may even combine mouth music with vaginal intercourse, if the woman is up to it. In this way, she can abandon herself to lovemaking, and watch her technique when giving him the desired fellatio. The two lovers may go for the man on top position, in which the woman lies on her back, and the man is the active one, filling her mouth as fully and as deeply as she may take it. The man has to move carefully to avoid being involuntarily bitten. The reverse equivalent is when she kneels astride and he gives her long tongue strokes from the vagina to the clitoris. The two lovers may even try the cascade 69 if she can do it. This is the standing 69, and the woman has the unique opportunity of experiencing orgasm with her head down. To get into this position, the woman lies on the bed, face up and legs spread, while the man stands astride her face, bends over and picks her up, legs around his neck. The first genital kiss to an inexperienced girl is a different situation. The man kneels before her and opens her up gently. He kisses her all over, beginning with her feet. Then he slips one elbow in between her feet and gets closer to her vulva. Now he kisses her closed labia until she's ready for deeper and deeper tongue strokes. These days, more and more women enjoy being kissed. A surprisingly great number of young women cannot perform fellatio without prolonged genital kissing, a fact admitted even by the Indian love books. In conclusion, exquisite mouth music is perhaps one of the most valuable gifts a girl can give to her man, and well worth practicing. A spontaneous genital kiss to a man is one of the most moving gestures of the whole sexual experience.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Choosing the present. Yesterday has passed. You can still feel its worries. Today has not yet come, but you already live it by thinking of what else you still have to do, or by dreaming about what else you could do. In this present moment, the past does not exist anymore, and the future is potential. Here and now is the only moment when you can do something to transform your life. Choosing the present, you may choose eternity. Think that you have not been born yet. Think that you are in your mother's womb. Think that you are young. Think that you have already passed away. Bring all these aspects simultaneously in your mind, watching yourself in all times and in all places. Hermetica. Here you have a very simple exercise meant to make you aware of the present moment, an exercise that has amazing beneficial effects if you practice it with perseverance. Ask yourself mentally, where am I? Answer, here. Then ask yourself, when am I? Answer, now. Keep on asking yourself these questions until you are deeply absorbed in the truth of these two eternal coordinates in which you always exist. You have always existed, and you will always exist, here and now. Have an alarm clock more times during the day when you are doing something, then ask yourself, "Where am I?" and answer, "Here." "When am I?" and answer, "Now." Feel the direct and immediate character of the here and now every time you do this. Thus, you will realize that no matter where and when you are, or when you do something, you are always in the here and now. The clock hands will go on moving to the monotonous running of time, and the earth will continue to spin around the sun. Detached, let all aspects of life continuously pass, caught in the storm of the sequential time. But be permanently aware that you exist here and now. Focus as often as possible your thoughts only on the present moment for longer and longer periods of time, every time that you remember this spiritual exercise. Meditate on the idea that, truthfully, being here and now is enough for you to have everything, and thus, you have the power and the discriminating understanding to do the most harmonious thing exactly in this moment. Consequently, when afterwards, in the future, becomes now, if you really master this exercise, you have an ideal attitude, and then, in the future, you will be able to do the right and most harmonious thing. Thus, you do not need to waste your time now worrying about then, the future. Meditate on the fact that you will be able to wisely plan your future when you are in the consciousness state of here and now, as in such a state then becomes now. Even if these statements seem paradoxical, you must go on meditating on them, as the grammar practice will reveal you that they hide truths that cannot be fully understood by the rational mind. Let us perform a meditation on the theme of the centering in the Supreme Self. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect of the centering in the Supreme Self. Let us begin. That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.